He has been a constant presence on Omaha's airwaves for nearly 50 years, a radio personality, storyteller, and cultural icon. For the past 18 of those years, Otis 12 was the familiar voice behind morning classics on KBNO, greeting early risers with classical music. Last October, he signed off from that role for the final time. But Otis isn't exactly disappearing from the spotlight.
I retired so that I could promote the Ogden Edsel premiere at the Blackstone Theater. And I'm having a great time. I'm writing every day. I'm baking bread. Yeah, I'm getting out more often. I'm staying up a little later, all the way till maybe 10.
Before he became a beloved classical DJ, Otis 12, real name Doug Wesselman, was part of one of Omaha's most eccentric musical acts, the Ogden Edsel Wahalia Blues Ensemble, Mondo Bizarro Band.
It's not a long name. It was longer.
The band, which started as a college radio experiment at Creighton University, quickly became a local and national cult sensation. Think sketch comedy meets rock and roll meets performance art.
And we were really kind of a jug band at first. We, you know, like I played wine bottles and I had a siren and we do all this stuff. It was very, it developed into something very fire sign theater-ish. Or Jim Queskin jug band. We were kind of rock and roll vaudeville.
With songs like Dead Puppies, still the most requested track in the history of the Dr. Demento show, Ogden Edsel blended parody and satire with razor-sharp musical chops.
Quicker and Easier Than a Frontal Lobotomy was a song I wrote, which is, along with Jim Seller, it's a great tune. Very bizarre. It was just a twisted kind of, like you said, rock and roll vaudeville, comedy, music. We used to have a line that said, laugh at the music and dance to the comedy.
The band toured nationally, opened for legends like Leo Kottke and Earl Scruggs, and even recorded at the iconic Record Plant in Los Angeles. But the story didn't end there. Now, a new documentary by Emmy-winning filmmaker Michael Mirrendorf captures the band's legacy and their 2001 reunion show at Omaha's Ranch Bowl.
Got some footage from way back, 1970-ish, 69-ish, some of our very early comedy. There's one little bit in there where I am extremely skinny. And with hair, by the way.
The film premieres September 19th and 20th at the Blackstone Theater in Omaha. A new venue with old-school heart.
Most of this will support the Blackstone Theater is really trying to get its name out there and get established. They have some great young improv people, young comics working there, and a chance for other people to work there if we get people aware of the theater. Dwayne does great work down there, and he's keeping that alive. So if we can get people down there to see what a nice little place it is and part of that neighborhood.
Otis may be off the air, but he's far from done telling stories, just with more bread baking.
Still listening to KVNO. You guys are doing a great job. And we really appreciate the support on this.
With the first show already sold out, organizers have added an extra screening to meet demand. More information at BraxtonTheater.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I'm Gabriel Escalera.